Hi, I'm Kevin Jin. I'm a comedian who also lives with anxiety. How original. Anxiety. The thing that most millennials claim to have and actually do have. How do you navigate the dating world when your fight or flight response tends to kick in right before a first date? What do you do if you head into new relationships already thinking about the breakup? What happens if you're more of a Netflix and spiral kind of person? Love Me, Love My Anxiety is a new podcast from SBS Voices, where we'll explore love and dating when you're already partnered up with anxiety. Why am I qualified to talk about these things? Well, not only do I have anxiety, but I'm also happily engaged. And as we can all agree, that makes me a fully qualified expert. I remember seeing you and being like, oh, she's anxious. I'll talk to her because, you know, I'm good at talking to people. And I thought you were very pretty and I wanted to get to know you better.
Thanks.
Over 6 episodes, I will speak to fellow anxious folk about how they manage first dates.
Like, let me just have this existential crisis while I eat my meal with you.
New relationships.
Immediately when I'm with a person and I start something new, I'm already thinking about and planning the breakup.
Breakups?
It's so tempting to just ghost someone rather than actually end a casual relationship.
Sex.
The issue with anxiety dick, as I like to call it, it's just the sort of the invincible monolith in that once it starts, you can't defeat it.
And what happens when you find the one?
It's easily, hands down, the healthiest relationship I've ever had.
I'll also be speaking to mental health experts for some advice about getting you out there into the dating world. If that's what you're looking for, or not, no pressure.
Anxiety in and of itself is kind of a form of fear.
Dating is a sort of hotbed for anxiety.
Look for Love Me, Love My Anxiety wherever you get your podcasts. And please subscribe if you can. Pretty please? Oh, I'm so nervous.